In Politics, Westminster. By David Henker. The biggest pensions event in Parliament this summer and autumn has been the introduction of a new pensions bill by the government. It has now passed its second reading and committee stage in the Commons, and will be ready to go to the House of Lords over the winter. The bill amounts to the biggest reform of private pensions and the local government pension scheme, including provision for the first time for pension funds to invest in huge government infrastructure and housing projects. Pensions Minister Torsten Bell, pictured, told MPs during the second reading of the bill on 7 July, "This bill aims to deliver fundamental reforms to our pensions landscape, and it is good to see that the prospect of discussing a long, slightly technical pensions bill has seen so many members flooding into the chamber. These are reforms on which there is a broad consensus across the pensions industry. They also build on at least something of a consensus across the House. In its principal focus on higher returns for pension savers, the bill also responds to specific responsibilities that we hold in the House." He went on, "It is because of decisions of Parliament that something significant has happened over the past decade. British workers have got back into the habit of saving for a pension. Today, more than 22 million workers are building up a pension pot. That represents a 10 million increase since 2012, when Parliament introduced the policy of automatically enrolling workers. The rise is largest for women and lower earners. So there is lots to celebrate as more save, but there are no grounds at all for complacency about what they are getting in return. The key people affected will be those on defined contribution schemes, those whose employers and workers put aside money to build a pension pot and need good returns from the money invested to get a good pension. These have largely replaced final salary schemes in the private sector, where employees get a guaranteed pension for life from the firm." Mr. Bell told MPs, "The pension system we have today is too fragmented. Too rarely does it ensure people's savings are working hard enough to support them in retirement, and it is too disconnected from the UK economy. That is the case for change and the context for the bill." He added, "The UK has the second largest pension system in the world, worth £2 trillion. It is our largest source of domestic capital, underpinning not just the retirement we all look forward to but the investment on which our future prosperity depends. But our big pension system has far too few big pension schemes. There are approaching 1,000 defined contribution schemes and less than 10 providers who currently have £25 billion or more in assets. The bill aims to change this. The government intends to use a clause to ensure that multi-employer schemes have at least £25 billion in assets by 2030, or a credible pathway to be there by 2035. The controversial part of the scheme is getting firms to invest in government infrastructure projects, given that successive governments can chop and change projects. HS2 is a good example. But there is a lot of interest from pensions firms. A fringe meeting at the Labour conference addressed by Mr. Bell was packed. It seemed there might be extra charges on schemes to facilitate infrastructure investment. Labour's Industry Forum also discussed this last month, addressed by Lauren Edwards MP. The bill largely has the support of the Conservatives. The party's pensions spokesman, Mark Garnier, told MPs, "While the bill is not perfect, the minister will be pleased to hear that there is cross-party consensus on many of the planned changes. That is because we all want our pension system to be working better."